Good afternoon, dear sisters and brothers. Welcome to Love to Love, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai in Prashanthi Nilayam. I am Chandu Vijay, and this afternoon we'll be talking about something very interesting. How to change without changing. Sounds a little confusing. Well, good, because in spirituality it is good to be a little confused, for that is what will lead us to answers within eventually. And as usual, we will be also listening to some wonderful music. Today we have the music of Dana Gillespie, Linda Gallagher and Casmith. Stay tuned.
Under the sun.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So what does this mean, that is change without changing? Now, have you ever heard the phrase, life is a game, play it? What do you understand by this phrase? Swami says the whole world is but a stage and every individual is an actor. How many roles do we play as an actor? Well, take me for an example. Although I am just one individual, I don many hats. I am a son, a brother, a husband, a friend, a colleague, a musician, among many others. And in each role I play, I assume different characters so that it suits the role that I need to play. So change happens every time we interact with the people around us, depending on the environment and situations. We all play multiple roles and wear so many hats. But how do we know which is the real us? Who is the real unchanging individual that is actually changing to suit all these roles? What are the challenges we can face when playing these roles, and how do we deal with them? Well, stay tuned. We'll be back with few examples after this musical break.
Sigh of love, sigh of love. Ever free.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, one of the biggest challenges we face when we play these roles is getting completely immersed and involved in them to an extent that we forget who we really are. Now, for example, if we are at a party and we are meant to be having a good time, sometimes we can completely let loose ourselves in that emotions that we forget to exercise self-control. Now, in another situation, we may be at work, and due to work stress and pressure from the boss, we may crumble under the frustration and emotions, believing that this is indeed our reality. Now, the question is, how can we rise above such challenges? Well, here is a very easy tip. Always remember that you are not actually the actor. You are simply playing the role. Swami says, and I quote, "The whole world is a stage and every individual is an actor. How should the actors conduct themselves? The primary goal of every actor should be to carry out their duty in the part assigned to them. He should set aside his individuality." How? Swami continues to explain. Swami says, "During the recent festival, the students enacted a play. One student played the role of a municipal chairman. In that role, he had to behave as a municipal chairman and not exhibit his individual talents. These should be given a backseat. He should act his part well. However, who is the director of the cosmic drama? It is the divine. Every human being is a manifestation of the divine will. He has taken birth as a human being to fulfill his duty. He has to manifest his humanness. Every individual has to play his role well and acquit himself worthily." And Swami continues to say, "In the drama of life, there is a mixture of good and bad. Humanness is present in this mixture. Of the two, the good and the bad, the one known as Marakam, the other is known as Tarakam. Marakam implies that one acts on the basis that nothing belongs to him and that whatever words he utters or whatever actions he does, all belong to God and nothing is his own. He plays the role in this spirit, ascribing nothing to himself. Now, Tarakam represents the attitude of the actor who is conscious of the role he is playing and does not forget his individuality in his actions. He does not consider himself as merely playing a part, but regards himself as the doer. Now, the difference between the two is that while the former realizes the temporary nature of the part he is playing and is not attached to the things connected with the role, the other develops attachment to the role he plays and does not wish to part with the things connected with the role. So in the concept of Marakam, there is no sense of possessiveness, but in Tarakam, one is attached to what he considers as his.
Where are you, oh my Krishna? Whither have you gone, oh my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, my Krishna? Where are you, oh my Krishna? Whither have you gone, oh my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, Sai Krishna? If you were a tree growing upwards, I would cling to you like a creeper. You were a blossoming flower, I would hover over you like a bee. Where are you, oh my Krishna? Whither have you gone, O my Krishna? Have you no pity? Krishna, Sai Krishna, if you were the boundless sky, I would sit in you like a star. If you were the sparkling ocean, I would merge in you like a wave. Where are you, O my Krishna? Whither have you gone, O my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, my Krishna? Where are you, O my Krishna? Whither have you gone, O my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, Sai Krishna? If you were a tree growing upwards, I would cling to you like a creeper. If you were a blossoming flower, I would hover over you like a bee. Where are you, O my Krishna? Whither have you gone, O my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, Krishna? If you were the boundless sky, I would sit in you like a star. If you were the sparkling ocean, I would merge in you like a wave. Where are you, O my Krishna? Whither have you gone, O my Krishna? Krishna, my Krishna, where are you, O my Krishna? Whither have you gone, O my Krishna? Have you no pity, Krishna, Sai Krishna? Krishna, Sai Krishna, Krishna, Sai Krishna.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, how do we remain true to our true self as we go on playing these roles? Or in other words, how do we stay connected to Swami as we play multiple roles which requires different temperaments and skills? Now, Dr. Srikant Sola, consultant cardiologist who serves in the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, talks about how he stays grounded to the Divine Self as he performs his duties as a doctor.
Now, when we practice meditation, we can do sitting meditation, we can do meditations while we cook, while we wash the dishes, while we interact with our colleagues, whatever it is. But we'll find that when we're really engrossed in our work, we have to be fully engaged in the task at hand, right? So as a physician, when I'm taking care of patients, when I'm in the operating room or when I'm seeing patients or I'm in the intensive care unit, wherever it is, when I'm seeing patients, my attention has to be 100% on that patient, on that particular work. And so also, your attention should be 100% on whatever work is in front of you. You can still maintain that God consciousness throughout this time. It takes some practice, but it can be done. But here's what I would recommend that you do as you develop to this much higher state. This is what you must do. When you enter into a task, you enter into it as worship for God. You give the results to God. You know that you're doing it as worship for Him. This is your personal puja, your personal worship of God, if you will. Whatever task it is, you're giving it to Swami as worship to Him. That means you try to make it the very best work that you possibly can for Him. And when you finish that task, you step out of that task and you step right back into God. Right back into your namasmarana, right back into your breathing, right back into your God awareness. You step out, you finish one activity, and you go right back into being with God. This is the type of transition you must learn to make very smoothly. And when you can make this transition smoothly multiple times during the day, you will find that you're able to maintain your consciousness very, very high. If you need to, during the day, just every hour on the hour, just take a break, just for 30 seconds or 1 minute, 2 minutes, and just reconnect with your God self. Reconnect to the God that's within yourself. That way, as you go about your daily work and your daily task and activities, you won't feel so disconnected from God. And by the end of the day, you won't say, oh, what happened? I didn't spend any time with Swami. I hardly even thought of Swami at all. As if there's anything else that you could think about. You know, sometimes I remember in the early days, people would say, you know, I have trouble thinking about Swami sometimes. I would think, really? How is that possible? People would say, you know, sometimes I forget about Swami. I think, really? How could you forget about Swami? Isn't He everything to you? You're a Sai devotee, right? I mean, how could you forget about Swami? And it took me a while to understand that maybe there are people who still love the things of this world more than they love Swami. And if that's so, then that is your choice. We talked about this yesterday. Every moment of the day, we choose Swami or we choose the Maya of this world. So if you choose to continue to live in that Maya, you will forget and you will continue to suffer and you will continue to have disappointments and pain. But when you choose Swami, life is all bliss, life is joy, life is peace, life is happiness. Look at us and see how we live our lives. I'm not coming to you here with any big agenda or anything. You see that I'm just simply walking up here and talking to you. I don't need any notes. I simply talk to you from my own life. This is how we live. We live in God, for God. We breathe God, eat God, drink God, see God, speak God. That is the level that you have to strive for, and that is what meditation will teach you. In the beginning, do your work with 100% attention, and then step out of that work and step right back into God. As you progress, you'll be able to maintain that level of awareness no matter what you're doing. And even if the work is so intense, as it occasionally is for me, that I'm not able to think about God during that time, as soon as I step out of that work, I step right back into that high level of awareness in which I know that I am God and that everything else is God. When you do your work like that, your work becomes worship and there's no discontinuation on your awareness. You step right back into God as soon as you step out of the task that is appropriate for you.
realize the furnace of the fire of love. And whatever impure enters, his heart is burnt to ashes, for there is no fire stronger than the fire of love.
Dear listeners, so what are some other ways to stop ourselves from identifying completely with the roles that we play? Now, a simple method that we can practice daily is to separate ourselves from ourselves and observe ourselves from afar. Now, if that sounds confusing, let me try again. Separate yourself from yourself and observe yourself from afar. Now, this method is called third-party reporting. each day after going through the daily grind. Make a habit to sit down and do a self-audit from a third person's perspective. And when you do this, be as impartial and as non-judgmental as you can, and do not attach any emotions or biases while making this audit. Now, for example, if I were to do an audit for myself, I would say, Chandu did fairly well today. He had a good meeting at work, and then he made some progress with the last task which he was meant to complete. So it is all about reporting on yourself to yourself as a third person. So after doing a general audit, ask this question, what could I have done better today? And then continue with the audit. Now getting back to me as the example, I would say, Chandu could have had lunch a little earlier today as he knew that he had to complete something during lunchtime and that he should plan his time better in the future. And this will ensure that he doesn't skip meals unnecessarily. Well, just as an example, not that I skipped my meals today. So you also can try this method when you are in a dilemma or in a situation that requires you to make decisions without getting emotional. And remember always that it has to come from a place of neutrality. So if you ask, where is this place of neutrality? Who is this third party that is actually reporting on us? If we have decided to view ourselves separately from ourselves, then it is certainly not this personality that is reporting. Then who is reporting? When we do this correctly and we practice it without judgment, bias or emotional attachment, we will instantly know that all of this reporting is simply coming from our higher selves, our inner being, our inner Swami. This is a fantastic way to tune into Swami within, which also helps us to remember that indeed we can remain unchanged even when we change roles so frequently in our lives.
Seeing God in my dear old cat, hearing the sound in a single-handed clap, glimpsing the light in a fallen leaf, sensing its presence in the midst of my grief, feeling the one and the smile of a child, seeing its love flowing gentle and mild, praising God in all that I do, knowing the truth that it's in me and you. See God in each other, in a friend and enemy, a brother. See God in all its wonder. See God living as you. Feeling the one always close at hand, grasping a thought that God is who I am, touching the hearts of everyone I see, looking inside, being home with me, catching a song that's coming from within, giving up life based on fear and sin, seeking to know that which sets us free, releasing it all and coming back to be. See God in each other, in a friend and enemy, a brother. Every time I let my through the crowd, revealing the light as he dispels the cloud. Embracing his love as it captivates my soul, receiving the faith that I am now made whole. Laying my life at the feet of this one, no longer concerned with what I am. To live, I must be willing to die. See God in each other, in a friend and enemy, a brother. See God in all its wonder. See God
Welcome back, dear listeners. Swami says all human beings with their different names and forms are playing different roles on the stage of life. But the one indwelling principle in all of them is the Atma. Forgetting this basic truth about the inherent divinity of man, believing in the manifold forms and vestures worn by human beings, men are involving themselves in numerous difficulties. When you find out who is the person who has put on the garb for a certain role, you will discover the transient nature of the role. In every man, the all-pervading divine is present. When one becomes aware of the divine in him, he becomes the divine itself. If you look at some of the Vedic dictums like Brahmavid Brahmaiva Bhavati, Brahma Vidyat Apnoti Param, or Tarati Atmavit Shokam, or Neha Namasti Kinchit, or Ekameva Advatiyam Brahma. Now all these are the truths declared by the Vedas. Because man has ignored these Vedic truths, he is forgetting his true divine nature. Man should endeavor to know that by knowing which everything else is known. For instance, if the nature of clay is known, all about objects made from the clay can be known. Clay is in a mud pot, but mud pot is not in the clay. The pot is an artificial product. Likewise, what is perceived is in the perceiver, but the perceiver is not in what is perceived.
Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me rest in your arms for a while. Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me bathe in the sweetness of your smile. Oh, Baba, take me away. Sai Baba, take me away. Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me rest in your arms for a while. Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me bathe in the sweetness of your smile. Oh, Baba, take me away. Sai Baba, take me away. Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me rest in your arms for a while. Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me bathe in the sweetness of your smile. Oh, Baba, take me
Baba, take me away. Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me rest in your arms for a while. Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me bathe in the sweetness of your smile. Oh, Swami, take me away. Oh, Swami, take me away. Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me rest in your arms for a while. Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me bathe in the sweetness of your smile. Oh, Swami, take me away. Oh, Swami, take me away. Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me rest in your arms for a while. Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me bathe in the sweetness of your smile. Oh, Baba, take me away. Sai Baba, take me away. Take me away, won't you carry me? Let me rest in your arms for a
shore, come to the shore. If you need some healing, here's how to begin. First you must put all of your trust in Spirit, then just wait on Him. There's a stream of love. Come to the waters, come to the waters. There's a stream of love. Come to the shore, come to the shore. If you're constant and thirsty and the world leaves you unsatisfied, know that in all those places you've been seeking, there's one place you might not have tried. There's a stream of love. Come to the waters, come to the waters. There's a stream of love. Come to the shore, come to the shore. It's been said that love will cast out everything not of itself. If you will push aside all you're afraid of, reach up, take love off the shelf. There's a stream of love. Come to the waters, come to the waters. There's a stream of love. Come to the waters.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, here is a simple tip. Every time you find yourself in a situation where you know you are identifying deeply with the role and not with the self. And this came up when I was having a discussion with a friend of mine yesterday on this very same topic. And the formula is stop, sense, and transcend. So the first step is to stop. Stop yourself when you feel yourself getting into the situations or emotions arising from it. Allow yourself to pause and take a deep breath. Taking deep breaths always helps you to pause. It calms your mind and will help you make better decisions. Next step is to sense. Sense that there is freedom in everything we do. There is always a choice. How we react or respond to a situation is a choice. We are free to make that choice. Sense that freedom first. Sense that you can make a different choice to identify not with seen, but as the seer. And the final step is to transcend. When you know that you are not the doer and are simply an observer, you will be able to transcend any given situation or environment that you are faced with. You will be able to identify with the higher self, that inner sigh that guides and works instead from that level of awareness. Well, sounds easy, right? But as all things, it only becomes easy with ardent and continuous practice.
I went through the thick forests of perpetual desire. I crossed the running rivers of longing. I passed through the descent of silent suffering. I climbed the steep hills of continual strife. And feeling ever some presence in the air, I asked, "Are you there, my love?" But a voice came to my ears saying, "No, still further am I." So as soon as I attained to oneness, I became a bird with a body of unity and wings of everlastingness. And I continued flying in the air of quality, and I thought that I had arrived at the very throne of God. And I said to it, "O throne, they tell us that God rests upon you." But the throne replied, "We are told that he rests in a humble heart." Bitter things become sweet. Through love, copper becomes golden. Through love, muddy water becomes clear. Through love, all pains are healed. Through love, the dead become alive. Through love, kings are made slaves. Through love.
Thank you. so deep in the soul of man before.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are talking about to change without changing. And even as I go about interpreting discourses, talks and several other things that will help us to decode and learn this bigger message, I realize all we sometimes need is a look outside our window. For within the bosom of Mother Nature lies simplest of answers. Isn't that what Swami did to explain spirituality? He used everyday nearby examples to simplify complex truths. For instance, his discourse on why we are not the body but the soul, using just his handkerchief as an anecdote, made what would have been so complex rather simple. Well, that's all it takes to understand spirituality, a mere handkerchief. There are lessons waiting to be learned in everything around us if only we have an open mind. Now, probably you all know the story of Lord Dattatreya and his 24 gurus. Once Lord Dattatreya was roaming in a forest happily, he met King Yadu, who on seeing Dattatreya so happy, asked him the secret of his happiness and the name of his guru. Lord Dattatreya said that the Atman alone was his guru, and yet he had learned wisdom from 24 individuals who were therefore his gurus. Lord Dattatreya continued by saying, "My 24 gurus are 1 earth, 2 water, 3 air, 4 fire, 5 sky, 6 moon, 7 sun, 8 pigeon, 9 python, 10 ocean, 11 moth, 12 bee, 13 honey gatherer, 14 elephant, 15 deer, 16 fish, 17 a dancing girl, 18 raven, 19 child, 20 a maiden, 21 serpent, 22 an arrow maker, 23 spider, and 24 a beetle." And he went on to explain what are the lessons he learned from each of these entities. So now coming back to Swami and his example with the handkerchief, Swami says spirituality is discovering who you really are. For example, you say, "This is my handkerchief. this is my plate, this is my hand, and this is my body, then who are you? There must be someone to say that he owns the tumbler, the plate, the handkerchief, the hand, the body, etc. When you inquire into this truth, you will realize that you are separate from all these, and in fact, you are the master of all these. That master is the Atma.
Swami, oh Swami, come to me, oh my Swami, Swami, oh Swami, come to me, oh my Swami, just to see your face, to look at your hair, to kiss your feet. Oh, I wish I were there, just to see your face, to look at your hair, to kiss your feet. Oh, I wish I were there, Swami, oh Swami, come to me, oh my Swami, Swami, oh Swami. Come to me, oh my Swami, I'm sitting here, thousands of miles away, my heart is crying to be with you today. I'm sitting here, thousands of miles away, my heart is crying to be with you today, Swami, oh Swami, come to me, oh my Swami, Swami, oh Swami. Come to me, oh my Swami, I'm looking at the clock, it's 3:30, you're giving darshan now, I wish you were walking by me. I'm looking at the clock, it's 3:30, you're giving darshan now, I wish you were walking by me, Swami, oh Swami, come to me, oh my Swami, Swami, oh Swami. Come to me, oh my Swami, Swami, oh Swami. Come to me, oh my Swami, just to see your face, to look at your hair, kiss your feet. Oh, I wish I were there.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Taking cues from the master, that is precisely what I did last evening as I mulled over this topic. Now, Puttaparthi, as they rightly say, is a land of promises, a land of great spiritual learning. The weather has been pleasant and soothing for all of us here, and we constantly witness the Dwapara Yukara's Leela as dark clouds loom far and wide, dancing during the day. They mark rather beautifully the arrival of Krishna Janmashtami in this holy month of August. As I was lost in the alluring depiction of the yesteryear Vrindavan, the message hit me. As Parthi housed a blistering summer in the months of April and May, then it is letting us enjoy the chilly breezes during the day in August now. These are changing times indeed, wherein even adopting to the climate has become impossible. Talk about global warming. You know, Heraclitus, the great famous Greek philosopher, once said, "Everything changes and nothing stands still." And we have heard our own versions of this quote in our academic years that said, "There is nothing permanent except change." So Parthi hit us hard with a fierce summer, and now it embraces us with an uncanny pleasantness. Parthi is changing, keeping pace with the global warming, but also month on month through different weathers. It has always helped us revel in God consciousness. Change is indeed permanent for the impermanent, while what is truly permanent never changes. So there lies our answer, dear listeners, in all the everyday objects around us. Here is to finding inspiration in them all. And with that, we conclude our today's session. And if you have any queries or comments, please write to us at listener@radiosai.org. The Telugu session by Brother Sai Prasad will start shortly. And until next time, this is Chandra Vijay signing off with a prayer. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. Until next time, Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. Loving me over and over.
again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. 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 My sigh and I, my sigh and I. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love. Days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over. Sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. 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 And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a
it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. Oh, what a love between my sigh.